Hello, and you are tuned in to Everything Under the Sun, the Soapress Sun's weekly radio show right here on KDNK. And I would be remiss not to put our background music that y'all are accustomed to hearing every week on Everything Under the Sun. So here it is. Folks, you are tuned in to Everything Under the Sun, the Soapress Sun's weekly radio show every Thursday at 4 o'clock here on KDNK. I'm your host this week, James Steinler, solo hosting this week. And, you know, we couldn't introduce the show without this wonderful Everything Under the Sun rendition by Mr. Ken Pletcher, one of our wonderful contributors and a volunteer proofreader with the Soapress Sun. If you haven't already, there is a fresh issue of this community-owned newspaper at a local newsstand near you. You can always find the sun, because it's generally in a yellow newsstand, nice and bright. And this week we have, oh my gosh, such a wonderful paper. I'm personally so proud of all of the work that our stellar team of contributors put into every newspaper, and this one is particularly wonderful. Starts out with the rodeo right on the cover. Actually, two twin brothers in this anecdote didn't make it into print, but these brothers are, yes, part of, they were born at the same time, and I'm saying this because they're actually triplets, but the two on the cover shot, one's a bullfighter, a rodeo clown, and then the other one's riding the bull, and they're working hard to live up to their family tradition of rodeo. So check out the cover. There's also some more shots, and that cover shot, beautiful color cover shot by Paula Wood, who shoots regularly for the Carbondale Wild West Rodeo. You have two more chances to catch that rodeo this summer, tonight and next Thursday, the 20th. That will be the wrap up for this rodeo season. Oh my goodness, folks, we're approaching fall, and so glad for this rain. Really looking forward to some cooler temperatures, and today was definitely a nice reprieve. So yeah, lots of good content. We have a wonderful bear necessities story, because bears have been out like crazy. I live in Glenwood Springs, and I see them nearly every day just in the alleyway behind our house in town. It is literally crazy. And we also have a wonderful photo from one of my favorite humans, my niece, Ryan Mead, to accompany that. So I apologize, but I am just going to throw that out there. further out down in the paper, we have five government reports, y'all. We have five government reports from, as you know, the Soapress Sun regularly attends different county, well, the Garfield County, as well as the Glenwood Springs City Council meetings, the Marble Trustee meetings, oh my gosh, the Carbondale Trustee meetings, the Basalt Town Council meetings. Pick it up, stay informed with what our decision makers are up to, doing their best to meet what we would like to see. And speaking of government, without further ado, and I will stop my rant, We have with us today Mr. Jared Barnes, the Town of Carbondale Planning Director. How are you, Jared?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me, James.
Oh, man, it's a pleasure. I don't think we've ever had the opportunity to be on the air together.
No, this is a first for me.
Yeah, well, it's so good to have you here. Have you been on KD&K before?
No, first time.
Goodness, that's so exciting.
Long time listener, first time talker.
Well, I am honored to have you on the air on Everything Under the Sun for your first time on the radio. Have you been in the building before?
I have been in the building. I picked up a few silent auction prizes here from some of those good decisions I've made.
Rock and roll. So I'm assuming you're also a member.
Yes.
Oh, fantastic, Jared. That's wonderful to hear. And you know, I figured you'd probably been in the building because that's kind of part of your job. You're the town planning director, so buildings are really fall under your purview in Carbondale.
You know, certainly half the aspect of those buildings. Yeah, we get a first look at all the new development coming through town, and work with the community and builders and property owners on trying to find ways to make their envision or what they envision for their property become a reality.
Fantastic. And also keeping in mind town codes, which are, I assume, formed based on the interests of the general public.
Certainly. All of our codes are kind of built from what the community kind of envisions when we ask them to provide feedback on our comprehensive plan. And then we kind of take that information and look at kind of current trends in planning and codes and try to create zoning codes and use codes and other restrictions on properties that reflect what the community wants us to do and how the community wants us to grow.
How often do those comprehensive plans come around?
Yeah, usually it's about once every 10 years or so. We did a big rewrite back in 2013, and then we did kind of a partial rewrite in 2022.
Okay.
Right before I started with the town.
Cool. I remember the one in 2022.
Yeah.
So speaking of which, tell us, how did you come to be the Carbondale Town, planning director? And how does it go? What's it like?
I was working over in Eagle County for about 15 years. I worked for the town of Avon as a land use planner. And then worked for Eagle County Government as a transportation planner and met my wife, and she convinced me that, she was my girlfriend at the time, but she convinced me that Carbondale was a cooler place to be than where I was living. So I moved over here, and it just so happened that the planning director position opened up, applied, and after some interviews, they offered me the job, and here I am.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And when did you start as planning director?
Yeah, I started in August of 22, so
cool.
About 9 days short from 4 years here.
Fantastic. That's great. Well, and I've been able to check out some buildings with you and with members of the Historic Preservation Commission, and I know they did some work over at the Thompson House last year for phase one, and there'll be a phase two, and it's not that's not the topic for today, but I appreciate that you make yourself accessible to the local press.
Yeah, certainly. I think you guys do some great reporting on what happens and help create awareness to the larger community of what happens in our meetings, since not everybody's chomping at the bit to come to a public meeting on a Tuesday or Thursday night to participate in some of our governmental actions.
Yeah, well, a big shout out to Skylar Stark Ragsdale, our managing editor, who took over the reporting on the Town of Carbondale trustee meetings from longtime editor of the Soper Sun, Golly Burley. A shout out to you as well, Golly. Well, so the impetus for today's show is we are going to talk a little bit about building codes, and specifically on Main Street, and when it comes to like height restrictions, how tall buildings can be and kind of why. And this is prompted by a recent decision that's faced the town of Carbondale's Planning and Zoning Commission, as well as staff, and will be in front of the trustees again on the 25th. Regarding a proposal for 242 to 256 Main Street, directly east of the Village Smithy, to demolish what's currently there, which is just a small little one-story structure, and build a three-story structure, potentially. At least that was their initial proposal. But first, if we can kind of, and actually, I'd be remiss not to ask, just because, some folk, we've been talking about it at the office, and I do understand this falls under the purview of Public Works, but what's up with, those traffic calming features on Cypress Avenue?
Yeah, it's part of the MAP Carbondale project that we worked with the community for back in 2024. There was a lot of community outreach about how do we make our streets safer, how do we calm traffic, mm-hmm. how do we encourage more people to feel comfortable walking and biking around our streets. And one of the big outcomes of that plan was a concept called tactical urbanism, which... in layman's terms is really try out some different solutions on roads using low cost features like paints and planter boxes and bollards to see if people will respond positively to that and if it works to help create better roadways before spending a lot of money on our expensive public works solutions that involve sidewalks and concrete and asphalt and all that stuff. And so last summer was kind of the first attempt of this tactical urbanism where we tried a bunch of different solutions over on Hendricks.
On Hendricks, I remember
and
that.
And so this year, the Bike Ped Trail Commission worked with town staff to say, why don't we try something different on Cypress Ave? And so we tried a kind of a phased approach, the first phase being putting up bollards to make chicanes kind of throughout, basically forcing traffic to kind of meander through the street and hopefully narrowing the road, causing people to drive a little bit slower, be a little bit more aware of their surroundings. Mm-hmm. After that first implementation, we realized people didn't maybe understand exactly how to go through there. Yeah. So we added the paint that you see throughout there to hopefully guide people that this is the new travel lane. Mm-hmm. And then I believe we're going to get some signs out to ask the community for feedback here in the not so distant future in the next few days. So hopefully that'll be a great way to let us know if you think it's working or what we can do differently. Ultimately, come, I believe it might be October, we're going to take those improvements out and get some feedback and see if this is something we should pursue or if we should look at other solutions to help calm traffic.
Yeah. The yellow line really helped out a lot.
I'm glad to hear that. Yeah.
At first, because I take that road every, pretty regularly because I'm coming from Glenwood. So I get off 133 right at Cypress Avenue and drive to the 3rd Street Center. And at first, it was kind of like, do we stop and wait for the other person? Like, what's going on here? But it is, like you said, and I talked to... Public Works Director Kevin Schwartzman about how the intention is to move through like you're explaining and kind of like S shapes curves and narrow the streets to make people drive slower which is definitely important. And I have to say, like, sometimes I'll be running late for a 9 o'clock editorial meeting on Mondays. I'm like, I gotta get there, and I might be going a couple points over the limit, so don't tell Chief Wilson.
I certainly won't.
Okay, well, thank you for filling us in on that. I appreciate it. For our listeners, you're tuned into Everything Under the Sun, the Cypress Sun's weekly radio program here on KD&K. I'm your host, James Steinler, and this week we are speaking with town planning director, Carbondale Town planning director, Jared Barnes. And we're just getting into the crux of this conversation. And again, introduced a little bit earlier, but building codes on Main Street, and particularly when it comes to height, and a proposal that came to the town of Carbondale to demolish 242 to 256, the one-story building directly east of Village Smithy, and construct a three-story building there. My understanding that the initial proposal, at least, was for mixed commercial and residential use.
Yeah, that's correct. They're proposing, and they've always proposed, commercial on the ground floor, facing Main Street, some parking garage spaces along the alley, second floor having commercial fronting Main Street, and then a residential unit faced towards the alley, and then the third floor having three residential units up there. And so, you know, I don't think anything's been solidified, but they're looking at commercial retail, commercial office type uses in those spaces, and then I believe whole ownership condominium residential units.
Okay. And what are the height regulations according to Carbondale code when it comes to building on Main Street?
Yeah, so all of our historic commercial core has a 35-foot height limit. And those are kind of the general properties along Main Street and along Colorado Avenue from roughly 6th Street to Snowmass Ave. However, on the north side of Main Street, we have some requirements that cap the first 20 feet of a building's depth from Main Street at 27 feet, and then require the building to step back before going up to 35 feet. And okay. Kind of that code requirement is to help with some solar access onto Main Street, so you don't have just three-story buildings blocking away
solar potential.
The solar, and I say north, and I meant south side of Main Street, so apologize on that one. But yeah, the goal is, and then to have that two-story kind of building element, what the pedestrian experience is along Main Street before that third-story element kind of appears and stepped back.
Okay. And for this proposal on or could you speak to like when actually that code for those height regulations, when that kind of came online, if you're aware?
Yeah, we've had that building height regulation for quite some time. It preceded our current Unified Development Code, which was adopted in 2016. However, the Unified Development Code did make some minor changes to it, but we've probably had that since the 90s as far as our building height regulations, if not before that. But some of the kind of the nuances started coming through with additional requirements through the 90s, 2000s, and then our current regulations have been the same since 2016.
Okay. And then it's my understanding that the developers in this case for 242 to 256 Main Street applied for a variance, or rather a alternative compliance request. What was that for?
Yeah, they initially applied for two different requests, and one was to increase the maximum building height from 35 feet to 42 feet. And then the other was to shrink another code requirement we have, which is your ground floor commercial space has to have a minimum floor to second floor height of 14 feet. Okay. And they wanted to reduce that. And the combination of those two requests, the applicant was hoping to would kind of reduce the overall height of the building and allow rooftop access with a elevator shaft going up to the rooftop and then a stairwell going up to the rooftop as well. And the goal there was to have some rooftop access for occupants of the building, and then the hopes of having some rooftop access available to the public in some form or fashion.
Okay. And it's my understanding that the building itself was proposed at 35 feet, but the reason for the request for the variance, sorry, that's just a word I know, was for actually the elevator shaft.
Yeah, so you know, without getting into too much details, in order to have a elevator shaft that meets building codes and elevator regulations, it couldn't be above a height of about 46 or 7 feet. And so the architects had to work down from that. And ultimately, the roof deck would have been about 33 feet above Main Street. And then and so it kind of shrunk that building from 35 feet down to 33 feet, but still would have had two kind of larger elements on top of the roof, the elevator shaft and then the stairwell shaft. Okay. And so during kind of the town's review, those were big topics of discussion about whether the access to the roof was more beneficial than the impacts and the visual impacts of having to look at these very tall kind of spires on top of the building. And that's where a lot of the planning commission and board of trustees conversations have occurred.
Okay. And staff and the planning commission did recommend denial of the alternative compliance requests. And then the trustees, if I'm not mistaken, they also ruled to deny the requests.
Yeah, so they didn't deny it, but they expressed that they weren't in support of the alternative compliance request, so okay. The increased height and the reduced ground floor height. And so they discussed that with the applicant at the last hearing, which was on
I should know
July
28th. I think so.
Yeah. And during that conversation, the applicant presented and said, well, you know, if you're not supportive of these alternative compliance requests, we could reconfigure our design to remove those rooftop access elements and design a building that just meets the 35-foot height. Okay. And so that's what they're currently working on and what we anticipate the Board of Trustees will review on the 25th of August.
Okay, so coming back on the 25th of August, and the reason, and I'm sorry, because we've kind of touched on this, I think, but for kind of the reasoning behind asking them to go back to the drawing board, so to speak, not completely, but is whether or not those variance requests outweigh a public benefit. Can you speak to that?
Yeah, so how our code is set up is... We have this alternative compliance process, and the goal is that we have our codes and they say you have to do X, Y, or Z, but we wanted to allow some level of flexibility if a applicant could say, hey, we have a design that's better than what your code says, but we can't meet the code exactly. Mm-hmm. And so part of the criteria that we've reviewed these requests by are, is it better than the standard that you're asking for relief from? And does it not impose greater impacts on the community? And is there kind of some benefit to the community that we wouldn't get otherwise? And so when the trustees and the planning commission reviewed this request, a lot of their conversation centered on not being able to find that the benefits of the rooftop access outweighed kind of the impacts to the community, to the historic commercial core, to other properties of having a building that exceeds 35 feet, or commercial space on the ground floor that kind of dropped below that 14-foot floor to floor, which could result in like 9-foot commercial or 10-foot commercial floor to ceiling heights.
Okay.
And the trustee said, hey, we want to make sure that space is very functional for future commercial uses and retail uses and stuff like that. And so we want to make sure we're designing a building that can change over time and can work with a bunch of different type of uses on the ground floor.
Okay. Got you. Well, we only have a few minutes left. Like I said, Jared, this show flies by. So folks will have to tune in for that meeting again on the 25th. Is that right?
25th. The meeting will start at 6 p.m.
Right.
At Town Hall. And if you guys have any comments on it, you can take a look at the application on the town's website or reach out to myself, and I'm happy to answer questions or take your public comments.
Awesome. Thank you for being there, Jared, for folks to reach out to. Just because we do have a couple minutes, have you seen similar variances in your time in Carbondale or variance requests?
Not for building height, but we have had some other requests for design changes, and it's more about the A and B bank being built over by the roundabout on 133. They had to make a request to allow their building to extend a couple feet into a landscape setback so that the building had some architectural variety and it wasn't just a blank face looking at 133 and allowed some masses to kind of pop out towards 133 and be recessed from 133. So the town has reviewed and approved alternative compliance requests in different manners and different applications, but not related to building height.
Cool. Well, Jared, we so appreciate you joining us on Everything Under the Sun and filling us in a little bit about the this project and the town's building codes. We'll have to have you back on Everything Under the Sun sometime again soon.
That would be great, James. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much. All right, folks, August 25th, if you choose to. But if you have any comments before then, like Jared said, you could reach out to him. And thank you for tuning in to Everything Under the Sun. We appreciate all of our listeners, all of our readers. And we will talk to you next week, same time, 4 o'clock on Thursday. But stay tuned, because coming up next on KDNK is coming up next on KDNK is Burnout in just about 30 seconds, followed by a regional roundup at 4:30, and then ATC, All Things Considered, at 5, and local news at 5:34. Thanks for staying tuned for Everything Under the Sun. Enjoy the rain, everyone. Till next week.